Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call if you want to talk about whatever is on your mind. You can talk about whatever we're talking about or bring up something new. That's 603-283-6160. And in the show tonight, you've got your hosts, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki Sunshine.
And tonight, the first topic we want to go to, straight into it, is Free Britney. Somebody needs to freaking free Britney.
She's freed.
Well,
she's finally, I guess she's finally out of her, what is it, the
conservatorship
from
actually,
her father?
So we covered this last week. She's out off of it from her father, but they're going to give her a new conservator. So it's like this fake, you know, this fake celebration that the news likes to do sometimes, like, oh, this is over now, everybody stop worrying about this.
So we're just going to replace it with something even worse.
Yeah, it could be someone worse, for all we know. Her dad could have been, like, a thing to make it look like, oh, she's free because she got a new one, and now, you know, they're just not going to cover the stories. I don't know. That's just kind of me being a conspiracy theorist, but tonight we're going to be covering two different stories about Britney that are in the news right now. Apparently, Britney uses cryptocurrency.
Allegedly. Bitcoin and Britney. Pop star hides crypto. The sensation that shook America. The famous pop star Britney Spears has been under conservatorship of her father since 2008. For a long time, Britney has been trying to achieve independence, but unfortunately, all of her previous attempts used to be stopped before action took place. Now, Britney is finally able to fight for her life in court. New details have emerged in the case. The singer allegedly conducted BTC payments in secret from her father. Good for her. I mean, that's kind of like the only way, right? Because she wouldn't be able to do that with USD.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how she got it. If he, like, knew all of her money that was coming in, how did she buy Bitcoin without him knowing? I don't know.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that would send her Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I would hook Britney up with some BTC or any sort of crypto.
Yeah.
That was like my idol when I was growing up, when I was like 6 years old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, there were rumors that Britney Spears used Bitcoin back in 2014 to hide transactions from her father. And, hang on, sorry, I lost my place. So the BTC popularity skyrocketed 4 years ago in 2014. Few people used the coin to make transactions and investments. In the Spears case, you can find motives for using cryptocurrency for personal reasons. As her guardian, Britney's father, Jamie Spears, was in full control of her personal and professional life. According to Forbes, Jamie earned at least $5 million on conservatorship. The court documents say that the pop star had to pay her father $16,000 a month, therefore it is understandable why she would want to use BTC transactions in order to preserve some freedom.
And the main thing I would think she would want to use it for is just maybe not even just to get out of having to pay him as much as the fact that he controls what she can spend her money on. Like,
yeah, I think she only got an allowance of like something ridiculous, like $1,000 a week or something like that. Which seems like a good amount, but when you're a millionaire and it's your money, so she's basically working so hard doing that Vegas show that she was doing for basically no reason.
Yeah, and it's definitely not a good amount for if you're doing shows that she's actually actively working. Oh my God, that's
yeah.
Crazy.
So I don't know a lot about the whole Britney Spears thing, but why does she not just, like, not work?
They were forcing her to.
How, though?
Holding her, taking her kids away from her and all this
stuff.
Yeah,
they were like basically blackmailing her for years.
If she didn't work, they would take her kids away?
Yeah.
So many people are making money off of her.
It was really, really terrible. They were putting her on psych meds. They were putting her on birth control, not allowing her to have another kid. She wasn't allowed to go anywhere with her new boyfriend. Like, he wasn't allowed to drive her around. She wasn't allowed to have a license. They basically just put these crazy restrictions on her life.
And why? Because she had a psychologist. Well, okay, I think it started off in, you know, 2007 when she, like, shaved her head and everything. She's supposedly going crazy. Well, I mean, if some people were making you feel crazy and doing all these things to you, and maybe you thought that you were, like, breaking yourself out of it by maybe they were going to do something to, like, maybe they drugged her and then they were going to give her a drug test and take her kids away, so she shaved her hair off because, like, you know,
yeah,
that's how people get drug tested, stuff like that. So if you get framed to look crazy, they can just put a stamp on you in the hospital saying, this person's crazy, and then the judge can just use that to, you know, take your whole, all your freedoms away, you know, and possibly take your kids away.
How silly is it that shaving your head as a woman, you're crazy? Nobody would give a second thought if a guy went and shaved his head.
Oh, I remember the story about the shaving the head thing. They were forcing her to, like, always, she was just, like, sick of people being all over her, constantly doing her hair, doing her makeup. So she was like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going to shave my head.
Yeah.
You can't do my hair anymore. You know, it's my hair. So she, that was, like, a ploy for her to try to get some of her freedom back. Like, no, you can't just poke and prod at me all day long. Like, I'm a real human being. I'm not just a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
So she shaved her head. Good
also,
for her.
Yeah. She, like, attacked a paparazzi vehicle, like, with an umbrella or something. But, like, when, I mean, like,
again,
she, was being, she was being, you know, harassed by these psychopaths.
Right.
Yeah. Stalking. Like, no privacy, no freedom. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't go crazy under those conditions?
Yeah.
So, continuing with the article, hashtag Free Britney, the singer's horrifying revelations caused great resonance. Many prominent politicians, celebrities, and entrepreneurs, including Tesla CEO Elon Musk, have supported the hashtag Free Britney movement. The singer's lawyers said that their work is not over yet, that they will conduct an investigation of the events over the past 13 years, and then it has a tweet from Elon Musk. Free Britney, from July 5th. So it seems like this article is... When is this from? Because some of this appears to be slightly old news. No, it's from August 18th, 2021.
Yeah, I just started hearing about her Bitcoin stuff today.
Yeah, I guess it is new news. So the trial will be held on the 29th of September. U.S. human rights activists claim that this incident speaks about the conservatorship crisis across the U.S., at the same time, not only Britney's fans, but many crypto enthusiasts are now following Spears' case.
It seems like, you know how if you watch a scary show about, like, oh, we're going into an asylum, they'll always cover, like, the history of, like, the horrible stuff that went down in psych wards and stuff like that back in the, like, 1800s?
Yeah.
Sounds like stuff they're just doing today, just under the guise of the law. To people. Sounds like that's what's happening to her.
Yeah. I mean, this is still happening all the time. Like, it happens all the time in hospitals. People will be sectioned into the hospital, being held there against their will. It's pretty easy for a doctor to come in and be like, oh, this person's crazy. Let's force them to be on psych meds with horrible side effects that they don't want to be on. And sometimes I've even seen people, they'll come into the hospital completely normal, and then we give them all these medications, and the next thing you know, they're crazy, jumping on their bed, just acting out of character for themselves.
Like, they're on drugs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, like, they're on drugs. It's almost like we gave them medications that make them, you know, mind-altering medications.
It also reminds me of our co-host, Nobody. He's still in jail. He's been in there since March 16th, and they tried to use him an angry phone call from in jail from 2 weeks of, you know, solitary confinement. They tried to use an angry phone call of that time to say that, oh, he's a danger to society. Okay, you guys put him into this delirious, like, seriously delirious state. It's not like that's just how he normally is. And then you use it against him to try to keep him in there more. That's kind of the same thing's happening to Britney. Free Britney, free nobody.
Yeah, free nobody, free Britney.
Free everyone.
Yeah, free everyone, seriously. And that's a really good point with the prisons. You put people in solitary confinement. I mean, we're social creatures. People need human connection. It's really, really important. And then they'll try to spin it around. when someone, you know, just tries to speak out and defend themselves.
And I think that that's, like, a problem with people just trusting the experts. Like, oh, an expert said Britney is crazy. An expert said nobody is dangerous. And, like, you shouldn't just blindly trust people. What do you think? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about Britney or whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call in. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And tonight so far, we've been talking about supposedly, allegedly, Britney Spears uses cryptocurrency to get around having to pay her dad, or maybe not pay her dad, but to get around her dad being in control of the things she spends her money on. Not even sure. Did the article say, Nikki, how somebody found that out? Like, did Britney admit it?
I don't know. It seems like it's just... They didn't really, yeah, they didn't really get into it, but it is an interesting theory, whether it's true or not, and, I mean, that's probably what I would do if I was in her case.
Kind of a story about crypto giving people freedom.
Yeah, absolutely, which it most certainly does. We have another Britney Spears story from CNN about her posting topless photos on Instagram. Britney Spears went from declaring she would be posting less on social media to baring some skin. The singer has posted a few topless photos recently on her verified Instagram account. In the shot, she covers her bare breasts with her hands. Oh my gosh, risque.
And it's so funny because when I first heard about this, like, people were talking about it, but I hadn't read an article or seen any pictures yet. Also, I unfollowed Britney on Instagram because, like, it was just too depressing, like, the last year.
Yeah.
How much weird crap that she posts. Well, who knows who's in charge of her Instagram actually posting this stuff. But anyways, when I heard the headlines and stuff, I thought she posted a picture of, like, her whole entire boobs. It's not even, like...
You can't even see anything.
Yeah, right, it's like she wore that crystal bodysuit thing.
Intoxic.
And it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, and Intoxic, like, no, she was probably, like, 16 years old when
right.
she did, you know what I mean? But now that she's a grown adult, she's almost 40 years old, now it's an issue.
Wow.
But, regardless, I mean, we all know that women should be able to do whatever they want with their bodies, and
we all know
we shouldn't hypersexualize women's breasts.
It's so silly because if that was cloth, like, this would not be a headline. Like, it
yeah.
would be like a bralette
I've
or
seen,
something.
I know, I've seen bathing suits that cover less than that, you
right.
know?
Yep.
But, anyways. In one series of photos, Spears explained in the caption, "I didn't get a boob job in just a week, nor am I pregnant. I have boobs in these pics because I devoured food." And I also like that, too, because it also kind of has, like, a body positivity spin on it. Like, hey, guess what, guys? Like, yeah, I'm a woman, and I eat, and I have boobs, you know?
It's kind of sad she needs to point out how she's human.
Yeah, exactly, because people just seem to think that she's some robot, and it's like, especially Hollywood with their toxic diet culture.
It seems like all these things, I don't know a lot about her because I don't follow her or anything, but it seems like all the things that people label her as crazy for doing are like cries for freedom,
yeah.
like shaving her head, taking these pictures and like taking control of her own body. You know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
"Before I show you more pics of my body, I want you to understand my thoughts on exposing my skin," Spears wrote. "In my opinion, it's quite twisted, the immediate response of when any woman is hot and they want to shed a layer. No, I'm not talking about in a strip club or performance. Just on a practical scale of being in your car and realizing that you're wearing a stupid long-sleeve shirt in the summer." She went on to write that she was posting the topless photo because "I was born into this world naked, and I honestly feel like the weight of the world has been on my shoulders, and it's making me view myself that way. I want to see myself in a lighter way, naked, like the way I was born. And to me, looking back at my pictures when I shoot, it's insane the psychology in seeing myself in my purest form gives evidence that pain, hurt, tears, and heavy burdens aren't who I am," she wrote. "I am a woman, a beautiful, sensitive woman who needs to look at myself in my purest form."
God. It's just so sad how, like, everything revolving around Britney, like you said, Lori, is just a cry for freedom. Like,
yeah.
I was going to say a cry for help, but cry for freedom kind of describes it more.
Yeah, she doesn't need help. She needs freedom. She needs to be released,
you know?
She
needs to be left alone.
These people need to leave her alone and let her be her own person.
And to kind of segue, it's kind of like nurses right now. People want to make them take the vaccine, and a lot of them don't want to do it. So a lot of them are quitting. In Texas, apparently, we don't have to go to the store if you want to, but in Texas, apparently, they're trying to keep nurses from quitting who don't take the COVID vaccine.
So, and that's, to me, that doesn't even make sense. So first, they're like, if you don't take the vaccine, we're going to fire you. But now they're like, you're not allowed to quit.
Because they realize too many people aren't going to take it, and
so,
they're going to be out a
so
lot of nurses.
So do they not have to take it? I'm confused. So are they going to force vaccinate them, be like, no, you have to work and you have to get vaccinated? Or is it like, no, please don't quit and we won't make you get the vaccine? I don't really get what is happening here.
Do you have that story, Lori?
Yeah, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but do you want me to read it?
Yeah, sure. I just thought it was so crazy because earlier today I saw that 150 nurses quit in Houston. So
it doesn't surprise me. Honestly, this past year, this past year and a half working in healthcare has been torture. We have been understaffed. We have been run ragged. We have been forced to wear like layers and layers of this heavy PPE, sweating, watching these crazy measures, as far as patients not being able to see family members, and especially in nursing homes, like watching clients and residents decline. It's just, it's been really, really emotionally draining. And people have been leaving, not just because of the vaccine mandate, but just because it's too much. So many people are now like, I want to be a waitress again. I want to, you know, do this, or I want to go back to school for something different, because they've just, there's really no incentive to work in healthcare anymore.
Wow.
So here's what it is. It's not just quitting. It's that they're banning local nurses from quitting the jobs that they're at to work FEMA crisis contacts in the state. So they will not accept anyone who's a resident of Texas to work any of their crisis contracts.
So they only travel nurses?
Only travel nurses. There's like, I think it says 65,000 openings.
Wouldn't that be spreading more COVID?
So they don't want them to get the bonus, basically.
$6,500,
sorry. But that's a good point. So you're not allowed to travel state to state unless you're a nurse working with COVID-positive patients.
Yeah, right. What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, but they're vaccinated. It's fine.
Oh, and the vaccine totally still lets people spread COVID, but
yeah,
it's all fine.
Even though you can catch and spread COVID if you have the vaccine, which isn't supposed to be how vaccines work. Well.
So what else did that article say? Was that...
It's basically just saying that none of the local nurses, they're looking to fill 6,500 healthcare positions from out of state or any Texas nurse that's unemployed. So if you're already employed, you're not allowed to apply for the contracts. Only if you're unemployed or out of state, I guess.
That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't
People
seem
should
fair.
Be able to do whatever they want.
Well, I mean, how are they going to hold you hostage in your job,
right?
I would just quit my job on principle at that point. I'd be like, I'm out and I'm moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially if these travel winds pay more.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Call in with your stories or talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he did not see a better way to get out of Afghanistan. Speaking to ABC News, Biden was asked if the U.S. exit could have been handled better in any way.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look.
There are reports and images of the Taliban stopping people from going to the Kabul airport to escape, but Biden insists they're cooperating, letting American citizens get out. The president was then asked about the images that show the chaos at the Kabul airport.
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
The Biden administration is telling nursing homes to vaccinate their staff against COVID-19 or risk losing Medicare and Medicaid funding. This is USA Radio News. As vaccine mandates continue to pop up across the nation, one governor is saying not in his state.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Hiraki.
Abortion giant Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block four pro-life laws in Montana, which were set to take effect October 1st. The laws would ban abortion after 20 weeks, restrict access to abortion pills, require people who perform abortions to ask patients if they would like to view an ultrasound, and ban insurance plans that cover abortions from the federal exchange. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Actually, She Talk Live. I forgot to really mention that at all, and I don't think we have those overlays up, but it is She Talk Live, technically. It's a Wednesday, and it's all girls tonight. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And the number for you to call and be on the show with us is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, we've talked about Free Britney. We started talking about nurses not being able to choose different jobs in their state, apparently in Texas, where nurses who already work there, unless they're unemployed, aren't allowed to take the new FEMA jobs that are coming up, which already sounds kind of scary. I don't know. I hear FEMA. I think FEMA camps.
Right.
Yeah.
But so now we're going to be moving on to just COVID in general. It's my philosophy recently that, like, yeah, sometimes it feels like energy draining to talk about COVID stuff because it's like you got to live thinking about it all the time and it gets so annoying. But it's just like if somebody isn't out there talking about dissenting opinions, whether you call it the truth or not, because, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns in this thing, but if there isn't somebody out there saying dissenting opinions, some people are never going to question the narrative at all and just live, you know, in fear, obediently.
Well, and that's the whole point of science, right? Is to have opposing arguments, and it's kind of like, okay, this is my theory. To really know if it's true, other scientists need to try to disprove my theory. But when we have the CDC and the world governments coming along and just saying, nope, the science is settled, we know everything, and here's our supporting data, and then you look at this supporting data, and it basically says the opposite of what they're preaching for.
Yeah, you're not supposed to click their link.
Yeah, like, for example, Anthony Fauci and the CDC were saying, basically, this was in the beginning of COVID, they were saying, for across the board, these are the medications that we're going to be treating COVID patients with. And one of them was remdesivir. So remdesivir was a medication that they first tried with Ebola. So they had it in an Ebola trial. And it actually only was in the trial for a couple of weeks because it was so deadly and so toxic that they just had to pull it from the trial. And it was one of Anthony Fauci's. One of his experimental drugs that they were trying on Ebola patients. So it got yanked from that trial for literally killing people, but for some reason that was the chosen COVID-19 medication for anyone that was in the hospital on sick enough to need supplemental oxygen. So that's not necessarily like that sick per se, but 30% of the people in this trial and I think it was the NIH, the CDC. So in Anthony Fauci's announcement on the CDC, his supporting articles, his supporting research was linked to the remdesivir trial. And in that trial, 30% of the participants had life-threatening side effects. It was one of the four medications that was tried, and it was proven to be the most deadly. The side effects of remdesivir are hypotension, acute renal failure, septic shock, and multi-system organ failure. So the weird thing about COVID in the hospitals was that we were seeing renal failure, which with a respiratory virus, everybody, like all the doctors in New York City, on the news, doctors were saying, we've never seen anything like this. We have never seen a respiratory virus attack the kidneys like this. Day three, people were on this medication, and they were having kidney failure, they were having fluid overload because their kidneys weren't working properly. And by day 10, people had severe renal failure and they were in severe fluid overload and they were dying.
So those doctors coming out saying, we've never seen, you know, a respiratory illness causing this, weren't even, you know, thinking about maybe it's because I gave them this other drug that's having side effects?
Yeah, they weren't even thinking about that. So they were blaming it on COVID, and really it was the medical treatments that they were giving people that were literally shutting down their organs, giving them left-sided heart failure, which causes fluid to build up in the lungs. So then you get pulmonary edema, and then you basically drown to death. So Anthony Fauci went and the CDC basically forced all of the doctors and all of the hospitals in the United States, and also, side note, the United States was the only country in the world that was using this medication.
Wow.
And we had the highest COVID deaths. They knew that it was killing people. They knew that it was giving people renal failure. They knew that it was going to kill these people, and they still forced all of the doctors to use it. And now the WHO came out and they were like, this is not safe and we're not using it for COVID patients. So they're not using it anymore. But in the beginning, when the death rates were really, really high, it was because they were giving people this medication. And it was toxic to the human body.
What a good way to make people panic. Say, oh, look at all these people. They're in here with this respiratory virus, and people are like, oh, it's just like the flu. And they're like, no. Everyone's dying of kidney failure and blood clots and heart failure. And it's not because of anything, but it's COVID.
It's something
so
new.
You should all be terrified, and you should all just stay inside your houses and listen to what we say.
Yeah.
It's something new. We all don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was someone was saying on a Facebook thread, because the vaccine has been shown to cause endocarditis, so like inflammation of one of the layers of the heart, which can be deadly, and in young people too. Young people are getting this, which is crazy. But someone was saying, no, before you guys jump to conclusions, COVID does this too. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. COVID does not cause endocarditis. The medications that they are treating patients with in the hospital causes endocarditis and heart failure.
I could see why, like, an average person who's not, like, in the medical field might think that, though, if they saw, like, maybe somebody they knew died, quote-unquote, of COVID, and they just didn't know what they were being treated with, and, oh, what really killed them was kidney failure or endocarditis or whatever. I could see why people would, you know, not really look into it that much, but, I mean, everybody I know that's had COVID, like, they just had, like, a cough, and or they had, like, they lost their sense of taste and whatnot. Like me, I had it. Yeah. I didn't go get tested, but I know I had it because I couldn't taste or smell anything.
Yeah. I think everyone's either had it or...
Probably.
Or been exposed at this point.
Just like we've all had the common cold or the flu, probably.
Right. Oh, my friend told me something so interesting recently. She said that her brother found out that he had antibodies, and I was like, oh, wow, like, I don't want to go get tested for it or anything. She said he found out when he gave blood, but... It was towards the very beginning of this, and he found out that they don't do that anymore. They won't tell you if you have the antibodies when you give blood anymore, but apparently they were at the very, very beginning of this, and then they stopped. I was like, why would they stop doing that? If anything, that seems like that would be helpful. Like, if you knew, like, if you were on the fence about getting the vaccine, maybe, and then you were like, oh, well, the people closest to me that maybe are at risk or something, they already have antibodies. You know, that might have, like... kept you from getting it. They don't want people to know important, you know, things like that.
They don't want people to know anything. So I know somebody who just got out of the hospital in Utah. They were in there with a respiratory virus, and they said it was pneumonia. They were on oxygen, but they didn't test them for COVID.
Hmm.
They didn't even give them a COVID test. And I was like, did they get vaccinated already? Because I know they're not counting vaccinated people, but I don't know. They probably just marked it down as COVID. Just to count it up, you know, with no testing.
Well, the federal government was giving hospitals 20% more for every Medicare patient that they diagnosed with COVID. So they were basically like, hey, if you guys, even if they test positive for the flu and they test negative for COVID, if you guys just say that it's COVID, we'll give you 20% more on each patient.
Yeah,
and that was happening a lot.
You get a COVID.
We all get a COVID.
Pretty sure I had COVID, and it was not that bad.
Yeah.
Definitely nothing to... I mean, yeah, if you're sick, you should stay home. But I don't think it was something to stay home for an entire year for when you feel fine. Healthy people staying home, acting like they're sick. It's crazy. 603-283-6160. You can call in and maybe tell us your story about what's going on in the last couple years. Or whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at projectpillowtalk.com or call 877-289-289. 9-7-4-3-9. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number for you to call to get on the show with us here tonight. In the studio, you've got your host, me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And so far tonight, we've been talking about all kinds of freedom issues, like Free Britney, Free Nobody. Well, Nobody's actually about to get free. Our co-host, Nobody, is about to get free.
It's about time.
Yeah.
They're deciding on bail conditions, so we'll definitely have you updated with that whenever we have an update for it. Of course, like, being illegally detained doesn't really, you know, mean anything to the government. Pretty much lots of people that they detain, they do it so illegally, and they don't really care, because who's going to, you know, arrest them for arresting people? Anyways, that's kind of a tangent. We've been talking about COVID most recently here, aka Clown World, where in New York City, I think it started today. You can't go into restaurants, bars. You can't go into, I think, any public place without having proof of vaccination. I've also heard that they've been trying to get, that they've been making people give their IDs as well, which is kind of weird. Like, why, if you're showing that you, maybe it's like to make sure it's your vaccination.
Yeah, to make sure it's not a fake or like, like you're using somebody else's.
Yeah, I mean, they could just have pictures on their vaccination cards. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, God, like an IVD?
That's... Yeah. Like, you know, it's definitely papers, please, now.
But I mean, we're kind of already doing that with IDs, right? Like, you have to go into the bar to get a drink. You have to prove that you're 21 and there's a picture on it to make sure it's not, you're not using somebody else's ID. So this isn't really a novel concept. We've been doing this with other things for years, but it's just now that it's a forced medical treatment, it's a little bit crazier, but I mean, just thinking, like, we need these IDs already just to exist, just to drive a car, just to buy alcohol, just, you know, just to leave the country. So
I know towards the end of the year last year here in New Hampshire, they were having people give a name and phone number for contact tracing here in New Hampshire in restaurants. I thought that was so crazy. I mean, everyone just gave fake names. I mean, anyone who thought about it hard enough just gave fake names and numbers, but it was just such an invasion of privacy.
Some people think it's a great thing, though. They're like, oh, yeah, I want you to tell me if I came in contact with COVID so I can panic and I can tell all my friends and family and so they can panic, too.
But I mean, how long is it going to take until that's everything, though? Like, this person had hepatitis, and that person had tuberculosis, and you're just getting, like, constant notifications on your smartphone that's wired into
invasion of medical privacy.
Telling you everything about everybody around you, so everyone knows everything. No privacy. Yeah. That's the goal. That's the goal, is no privacy.
Yep, that is absolutely the goal. Well, there is one New York City restaurant owner who is pushing back against the crazy vaccination card paper showing rules. It says, I gotta scroll down a little bit. A New York City restaurant manager goes renegade in the face of new vaccination proof rules. So, not all Big Apple restaurants were happy as a citywide vaccine mandate took effect on Monday, and some are all but thumbing their noses at the controversial clampdown. The so-called Key to New York City program, which requires diners to show proof they've been vaccinated from COVID, has gotten support from high-profile restaurateurs like Danny Meyer of the Gramercy Tavern and Eric Rippert of Le Bernardine, as well as the owners of Sylvia's in Harlem. But some fret that the new rules won't be enforceable and that they will turn off tourists as local eateries scramble to recover from a year and a half of lockdowns. I think, like, one of the worst things, I mean, there's so many bad things about what the government is doing in the name of this, I mean, like, very survivable virus, COVID. But one of the worst things they're doing is turning regular business owners into enforcers of their laws and hurting people's businesses that way. Like, they're scaring people out of going out. They're, you know, possibly keeping people's, you know, their customer base away from their restaurants because they're afraid to either go out, or maybe some people aren't in favor of the laws, but these people are being forced to enforce the laws or be closed down.
They've already ruined so many small businesses, and the restaurant industry has really taken a hit. And the restaurant industry, even long before COVID, is the number one failed industry in America.
They have really small margins.
Yes, it is very hard to successfully run a restaurant. So when you tell restaurants that they can't have dine-in and that they need to follow all of these crazy procedures and protocols, it's no wonder that so many of them had to close their doors.
Yeah, it was something like 70% of them in San Francisco, but apparently they're going to be doing vaccination cards at the door, too. But here in New York City, it says, some fret that the new rules won't be enforceable and that they'll turn off tourists, and others say they won't even try to enforce the new rule beginning September 13th when city inspections at restaurants, indoor entertainment venues, and gyms are slated to begin. I thought it already started, but...
So here's the stupidest thing about that, is the key to the Key to New York program, it's not even that you're vaccinated. It's that you've gotten at least one shot. But they say one shot isn't good enough, and you have to get two, and now a booster. So if you get one shot, you're not actually protected from COVID, according to them and their whatever. It's about compliance. It's about forcing you to comply. It's about making other people societally pressure you to comply. It's about control, and it's not about safety at all. And I don't know how anyone with any type of comprehension skills doesn't see it.
The mental gymnastics that people have to go through to justify these lockdowns and the COVID mandates and protocols is, like, ridiculous. It's like, I don't even know how people do it.
Yeah, but I'm glad this restaurant owner, it seems like an owner, I'm not sure, it said manager in the title, but I'm glad that she's pushing back. It says, shortly after Mayor de Blasio announced the new rules on August 3rd, a sign appeared in the front window of Patisseria Rocco, a pastry shop and diner in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Can't believe I called that Patricia, but I don't know, I'm just kind of reading fast. We do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated. All customers who wish to patronize are welcome, the sign read. For me, it's political. Most of my customers are vaccinated. said Mary Josephine Generoso, who manages the eatery. It's about civil liberties and freedoms. Now we have to be in a society where people can't roam freely and enter my place of business if they want to. How is that okay in the United States of America? She's absolutely right.
Yeah, one of my Facebook friends posted a thing about some concert saying that you can't even get a negative test to go to this concert they announced. You can't get a negative test. That's not good enough. You have to show that you've gotten a COVID vaccine.
And that's so silly because, I mean, I don't know about this vaccine because it's not a real vaccine. It's an mRNA shot. But with regular vaccines, you'll shed for 2 weeks and you're technically supposed to quarantine. Like if you get the polio vaccine right now, you're supposed to quarantine in your room for 2 weeks because you could shed polio on people. That's why, like, well, I mean, a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people don't know that that's even true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and they have admitted that it doesn't even stop you from getting COVID. The COVID vaccine, which is not a real word for it because it doesn't stop you from getting COVID. If you get the chickenpox vaccine, you don't get chickenpox.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But if you get a COVID vaccine, you're still going to get COVID and you can still pass it to other people. So why would a negative test not be better than a vaccine that doesn't actually do what a vaccine should do?
And it's not even like they're pretending that it is a real vaccine or that it works, because they keep saying, oh, well, you might still get COVID or the Delta variant or whatever, but right, like maybe you won't be hospitalized.
Still
or
wear a
maybe
mask.
Maybe you won't get it worse.
Yeah.
So it's, you'd think that a negative test would be even better.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the tests don't work either. So it's like, how about we just stop playing these stupid games, stop doing whatever the government tells you to do, stand up and just, you know, live your life and run your business the way you want. If we all stood up together, then they couldn't do this anymore. But too many people are complying. Too many people are scared.
That's right. People say, oh, slippery slope isn't a real thing. But they're literally telling you that you don't own your own body anymore and people are okay with it.
In New Zealand, they're closed down right now, completely locked down for one case.
One case is crazy. Imagine if we shut down our entire country because someone got one case of, you know, literally anything. There are so many communicable diseases. There are so many diseases that are contagious that are worse than COVID, that are more deadly than COVID. Mm-hmm. If we shut down entire countries and entire economies every time that happened, the world wouldn't be able to run, you know?
And the world
That's
won't,
the plan.
The world won't run if people don't have natural immune systems. My doctor even told me that, you know, having COVID and then getting over it is better immunity than getting a vaccine. So why would I get the vaccine when I've already had it? 603-283-6160. You can call in and tell us whatever's on your mind or your story about COVID the last couple years. I guess it's been 2 years now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.